everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and the Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. It's a pleasure to be with you on today, and I pray that what you hear will encourage your heart. You know, as I was preparing for today's podcast, I recalled a time a few years back when one of my daughters was running outside and, you know, barefoot and just fell, splattered, you know, right on the concrete. And you know, she had a pretty good wipeout there. And it was one of those falls where as a parent, you're like, oh, I don't want to look. I don't want to see what her knees and elbows are going to look like. But anyway, you know, she took a good tumble and her knees were just, you know, really scraped up. And so, you know, as a mom, you know, what do we try and do for the parents out there? You want to keep your children calm, right? And so I'm looking at her knees and I'm like inwardly trying to, I'm outwardly trying to keep her as calm as possible. But on the inside, I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, this looks pretty bad. And so what do we do as parents? You know, we reassure them, you know, it's not so bad. You're going to be okay. You know, let's go inside. Let's clean it out. Let's get the bandages or what have you. And then you, what do? You get the, after you clean it, you get the antibiotic ointment out, you get the bandages, and you just take care of the wound until it begins to heal, until it begins to, you know, scab over, and then the skin has been repaired. And so it's a process, it's a healing process that takes place physically. And so, you know, I was thinking, you know, it's the same holds true with our hearts. You know, sometimes we can really take an unexpected spill in our hearts, for lack of a better word. And I was thinking of the Psalm, Psalm 77, the Psalm of Asaph. And if you have a chance, please check out our blog post from October the 12th, I believe, where we shared on this Psalm, and we talked about the open wounds of life. And so this psalm is so moving, it's so powerful, it's so very descriptive and emotional that we can really learn a lot about how to deal with these wounds, these emotional wounds of our soul, because all of us, most of us, at some time or another, are going to experience some type of emotional hurt or turmoil. And so this psalm, and I'm reading it from the Message Bible, it says, I yell out to my God. I yell with all my might. I yell at the top of my lungs. He listens. I found myself in trouble and went looking for my Lord. My life was an open wound that wouldn't heal. And that's Psalm 77, the first couple of verses out of the Message Bible. Can you feel his anguish? Can you feel the despair? Can you feel, or can you hear the longing for help, the desire for help? You know, I think about my daughter when she fell, as I shared just a few moments ago. You know, she yelled, you know, Mom, you know, come here quick. You know, I need you, right? And so, you know, what do you do as a parent? You run. You run to help. You run to assist. You run to bring comfort. You run to bring aid, right? And so that's on a human level. And you think about our Heavenly Father, when his children cry out to him, when our hearts are broken, God, because he is a loving Father, he is going to respond. He's going to answer, and he's going to help us overcome the present pain that we are experiencing, because He is the God of all comfort. He's the God who heals. And so, you know, so often we look to our own, we may look to our own devices, our own means of helping ourselves, and whatever it may be. I've heard people say, oh, you know, I had a rough day, I need some retail therapy, or, you know, it's been a rough week, I'm going to treat myself to, you know, a pumpkin cheesecake, you know, whatever it may be. We look for ways to bring self-soothing. We look for ways to give self-care, right? But when it comes to matters of the heart, when, as the psalmist points out, our lives feel like an open wound that will not heal, we need to do what the psalmist did in Psalm 77, and that is run to the Father, cry out to Him, and let Him know what is going on in our hearts. We bring our hearts to the Lord. We bring our wounds to the Creator, because He is the one who can give us exactly what we need. Psalm 147, verse 3 tells us that the Lord, He heals the broken in heart, and He binds up our wounds. And so that word binds, that's the Hebrew word chabash, and it's Strong's Concordance number 2280, and it means to heal, to swaddle, to wrap, to bandage. It also means to restrain, to govern. When we bring our hearts, our brokenness, the open wound, not only does God promise to heal and to swaddle and to bandage and to wrap up, but He promises, and this is so powerful, I pray you receive this, He promises to restrain us. He promises to govern us. What does that mean? He promises that we will not become so utterly unglued, right? He promises to restrain our reactions, right? The way we're responding when we've been hurt. Right? So that our emotions are regulated. God helps us with that, right? And so I pray that you receive that on today. You know, we experience hurt, and our reaction in response to the hurt. You know, sometimes you see people lashing out in anger. You see people retreating, withdrawing, getting involved in dangerous behaviors, you know, really acting out, all as a reaction or a response to some type of inner hurt. But when we bring our hurts to the Father, when we bring Him those open wounds, when our whole lives may seem like an open wound, He promises to wrap us up in His arms, to restrain us, to govern us. And so isn't that good news? We don't have to say, oh, I'm acting out this way because such and such a thing happened. We can have our emotions regulated. We can experience that containment. We can experience the governing that the loving Father gives to each and every one of His children. And so if you are feeling today like you're like the psalmist in Psalm 77, that your life is like an open wound that won't heal, I have good news for you today. If you read through the entire psalm, you'll see that the psalmist began to remember the goodness of God. He began to meditate on His word. He began to receive the truths of Scripture, and a complete transformation took place in his mind and in his heart. And so it may seem very difficult now, but continue to trust in the mercies of God, continue to trust in his love, continue to meditate on his word. You know, the word of God says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The more we meditate on his word, the more we read through the scriptures, the more faith comes, and that will strengthen you, and God will give you the grace to overcome the present difficulties, the present calamities. And he assures us that healing will take place because he is the Lord God who heals. He is Jehovah Rapha. Do you receive that today? I pray that you do. When you have a moment, please check out our website, brokenheartsgps.org. Check out our blog. Page, you'll see more information on today's podcast, on encouragement for the life that is experiencing an open wound. You'll get more information there. There's some scriptures on there that will encourage you. I'm sure they'll be a great blessing because those scriptures that are posted there speak of overcoming present difficulties and challenges. If you would like prayer, if you would like supportive counseling, we are here. We'd love to hear from you. Reach us at Lori@abrokenheartsgps.org. You can reach us toll free, 1-866-460-8976. Direct message us at Twitter. You can inbox us at Facebook. We're on Google Plus as well. We'd love to hear from you, and we pray that you've been blessed by today's sharing. Amen. We'll close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Father, thanking you for your love. God, we thank you for your peace. God, we thank you that you are our Father. You're a heavenly Father, and you're a good Father who cares for his children. And so, Father, we just come today lifting up those who may be experiencing wounds in the heart, God, soul wounds, experiencing difficulties, challenges, obstacles, problems with children, problems in the workplace, difficulties in marriage, financial troubles, hardships. God, we just come bringing all of those concerns to you. God, we're even praying for those who are who have experienced abuse, who have experienced trauma, who have experienced things that they have not even been able to speak of. But God, we're grateful that you know. And so we just give you those issues now. And Father, we thank you for the promise of your word in Psalm 147:3. We just decree and declare that in the lives of the listeners today, that you heal the broken heart and you bind up the wounds. And so, Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you would just give your peace, God, that you would just wrap those that are broken and hurting in your love. And we pray that they would even sense your presence now. In Jesus' name, we thank you that you are true to your word. And if you said it, it will come to pass. And so we just decree that now. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.